Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast, the final episode of 2022. This is definitely going to be a different podcast format episode compared to what you might be used to if you are a regular listener, if you've listened to previous episodes, because I'm just chit-chatting with you today. My goal with this episode is to wrap up the year by sharing. Right now in my notes, I have six, it might be more, but six lessons learned in 2022, six lessons I've personally learned from my career. So both my full-time job and my business, and how you might be able to apply that to your own career, the way you approach life moving forward. Like I said, this is going to be the final episode for the year. So just wrapping us up and then sharing with you what's coming for the podcast moving forward. I'm so excited to be here today because this podcast launched in February of this year. I believe it was February 5th. I'm going to have to go look. Whatever that first Monday was, I should probably have checked for this date before I got on here. But whatever the first February was, I launched a podcast, and it's such an exciting endeavor for me because I love to talk about career and share strategies and ways to help you shift your mindset of how you see your career and what is possible for you in your career. And I have been doing Instagram lives for years before I launched this podcast. And a couple of people would say, you know, I wish I could listen to you on the go. You know, I wish I could, if when I miss your live sessions, I wish I could catch it later on. And I was like, bet, I would love to do a podcast and have you take me with you on the go. And so just saying that to start off by saying thank you. Thank you so much if you have listened to one episode, if you've listened to five episodes, 10, all 46. I think this is episode 46. Thank you so much for being a listener. Thank you for every time you have shared, every time you have reviewed, rated, or even applied what I've shared with you to your own career. One of my favorite things to receive is DMs on Instagram when someone says, hey, I tried something you shared and here's the outcome. Whether it was somebody who negotiated, or a lot of women have messaged me saying, I left that toxic job because you showed me I deserve better. And it makes me so happy, so joyful, so emotional when I see those types of messages, because it lets me know that everything I'm sharing is not being shared in vain. If for some reason you are not familiar with my story, so I'm a teacher. My full-time job is as a professor. My gifting is a gift of teaching. And as a teacher, I can say that I think one of the most powerful things for me is to see how what I teach is getting applied, see how it is being used to shift your heart, shift your mind, and shift your actions. And so again, just saying thank you for your listening. Thank you for your application. Thank you for trusting in yourself and taking action. So that being said, let me jump into these six lessons that I have learned this year. The first one is to watch out for expectations that are set for you and by you. So a lot of times we live our lives chasing expectations and rarely stop to check who set those expectations for us. Are these expectations that somebody somewhere at some point in your life said, this is what you should be chasing in your life. This is where you should be in your life at this point. This is what you should be doing with your life. This is where you should be in your career. And we chase these expectations, these shoulds. I always tell my clients, whenever you hear yourself shoulding yourself, that just means that you are chasing somebody else's expectation. It's external and not internal. But back to my point, we're chasing all these shoulds, these expectations that we think we are supposed to meet, we think we are supposed to have achieved, without ever pausing to ask ourselves, is this what I really want for myself in my life and in my career? And what I've noticed consistently is that when you are chasing expectations that have been set for you, you will always be unfulfilled because there will never be a point in which it is enough. You'll reach that expectation and then there'll be something else that comes up that you're supposed to achieve. And then you'll reach that one and then there'll be something else that you're supposed to achieve. And on the cycle goes, and you never get to that point of feeling really proud and excited and satisfied by what you have achieved and by your life so far. And so it's important that whenever you're chasing a goal, whenever you set a goal, you pause and ask yourself, do I expect this of myself, or is this what somebody else expects of me? Because those internal expectations that are set by you are always going to be more thrilling and more fulfilling to accomplish. Sometimes your expectations are influenced externally without your own conscious volition, and it never leads to satisfaction. So that's the first lesson. Watch out for expectations that are set for you as opposed to those that are set by you for yourself. The second lesson that I learned this year, and this one came through both my business and my full-time job, is if you're going to compare your journey with someone else's, make sure it's a fair comparison. I know people always say, don't compare. You know, there's the adage that says comparison is the stealer of joy. And I totally agree. I am someone who is personally always talking myself off the ledge of comparison, really always intentionally trying not to look at where I am and where other people are, because similar to that first one, I don't think it's ever going to lead to satisfaction of a full or a feeling of pride in what you have accomplished. And you probably have accomplished more than you think you have. But what I also notice is that sometimes when we, because we're human, comparison is going to happen. And when we are comparing ourselves to other people, more often than not, it's not a very fair comparison. Like, you're comparing your life with someone who has had more time in the game, who has had more experience, who has had more resources, more support, and just a different life experience in a different environment that has supported their success or their growth or whatever you are comparing. And so if you are going to compare yourself with someone else, make sure it's a fair comparison. For example, if I make it personal, one thing I noticed earlier in this year, and I really thank God I caught it early and was able to stop myself from doing it, is I was comparing my business to other, you know, business owners that I know or that I follow, and looking at what they were achieving and wanting, I don't know if it was a direct wanting to achieve the same, but, and it wasn't envy either. It was just a sense of, maybe I wish I was there, or I can't wait to get there. I'm not really sure. I never paused to check that feeling. But I think it's because I cut myself off, because I shouldn't have been doing that either. And what I realized was, I'm like, wait, these people that I'm comparing myself to have full-time businesses, right? That is all they do. They are full-time entrepreneurs. I have a full-time job that is technically three jobs in one. Like, I always, like, we say this in academia, when you're an academic, you're not just working one job. I have to teach my classes. I have to do my research. I have to do my service, which is service at the national level, meaning serving on committees nationally, serving on committees on my campus, serving on committees in my department. I'm advising students. I'm preparing my lessons. I'm grading the papers. I'm assigning the papers. I'm teaching the actual classes. I'm doing research. I'm applying for grants. I could go on and on, but an academic's job is not one job. And so it's like, I'm doing a full-time job and I'm running a business, a super impactful business, mind you, because like I said, I love and have gotten messages from women telling me how what I've shared has helped them in their career. And so I really had to take a step back and say to myself, like, Tega, girl, these people that you're comparing yourself to, or that you're looking at, I should say, all they do is their business. You are running your business and a full-time job and doing both successfully. That is amazing. Like, I don't need anybody else to toot my own horn. I will do it myself. That is amazing. And so that, I just wanted to share that example of sometimes we will make these comparisons of where we are in our career and where other people are, and we never pause to check, is it a fair comparison? And so I want to encourage you as to go into 2023. Really, the first encouragement is, don't compare yourself to anyone else's, because your life is different. Your journey is different. So it's never truly going to be a really fair comparison, because different. But if you are going to fall into that trap, the very least you can do is make sure that it is a somewhat fair comparison. Look at their lifestyle. Look at their resources. Look at their time. Do they have kids or do you have kids? Are they in a more supportive environment versus what you're in? Financial resources, spiritual resources, physical resources. Make sure it is a fair comparison. Otherwise, you will simply burn yourself out chasing what other people have. The third lesson, and I didn't really learn this one in 22. I think it's just one I embodied more. I would say I probably learned this lesson 2 years ago, and it was just emphasized this year. And so I'm sharing it with you. But it's that goals aren't about achieving the goals. They're about who you become on the journey to achieving the goals. If you are anything at all like me, type A, high achieving, go, 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 always doing something, always doing the thing. When we set goals, it's like we are all, our eye is just on that finish line. It's like, I just need to get to the end. I just need to get to the goal so I can feel good. But even when that's done, I'm moving right onto the next goal that I set for myself. And a couple of years ago, again, really lived it out a bit more this year, what I realized is that that's not really the purpose of the goal. The purpose of the goal is who you become on the journey towards setting that goal. I remember in the spring semester, so that's at the beginning of the year, one of the goals I set for myself was to submit 6 manuscripts. Like I said earlier, as an academic, I have to write research, and this is the year that I'm going up for tenure in my institution. And so I really knew that this calendar year, I had to be on my grind when it came to my research. And so I set a goal for myself to submit 6 manuscripts. And I should pause here and put a bonus goal, a bonus lesson here of make sure you're setting goals that you can achieve. Or rather, no, I take that back, not achieve. Make sure you're setting goals that you have control over. So for example, my goal wasn't to publish 6 manuscripts because I don't control that. Like the publication process is rigorous. Sometimes it's ridiculous and it's not within my control, but I can increase my chances of getting more publications based on the manuscripts I submit. And I have control over how many manuscripts I submit. And so the goal I set was how many manuscripts I submitted, not how many was published. And at the end of the spring semester, I realized that I hit the goal. I did submit 6 manuscripts, but that wasn't what was most fulfilling. What was most fulfilling was who I became on that journey. I blocked out consistent writing time on my calendar that was non-negotiable. I did research I actually cared about. I improved my writing skills. I created writing processes. I, you know, stayed focused a lot more. And it was because I was working towards this goal. And I think that all those traits that I developed along the way were probably a lot more valuable, at least to me personally, than the actual submission of the manuscripts. Because honestly, that's for my institution, right? Like they need me to submit the manuscripts so that I can get tenure. That ain't my business. I mean, it sort of is, but whatever. But the person I became, the way that I evolved on the journey towards achieving those goals, no one can ever take that from me. And so when you set goals for yourself in your career, in life really, but you know, I'm a career counselor and coach, so I'm going to keep coming back to career. Don't be so attached to the outcome that you lose the growth that happens on your way to achieving the outcome. Because sometimes the outcomes truly, really are not in your control. You can't control what happens, but you can control the effort you put into achieving that goal, which means you can control how you grow, how you evolve, and how you develop. And make sure that on that journey, you celebrate those small wins. You celebrate the small milestones, the small objectives that lead towards that final big goal, because who you are becoming on that journey towards achieving the goal will never be taken away from you. This fourth lesson, is this 4? Yeah, it's 4. Man, this one was a game changer for me. this one was a game changer, a mindset shift. I had to battle myself into learning this lesson, but the lesson is that rest is productive. Rest is productive. And once I embraced this lesson, I have been trying to give it to everybody I possibly can. I remember towards the end of this semester, I was talking to one of my students and she had mentioned to me how it's a doctoral student, a PhD student. So we have these conversations how, you know, for the break, she had planned to be really productive and get work done, but she realized that she was tired. And so she was just going to rest. And I had to pause and I said, rest is productive also. And this one was a hard one for me because I think I said this earlier. I really am a go, go, go person. I hit one goal. Okay, what's next? Do the next goal. What's next? Like, I'm not the kind to really stop and celebrate. It's like, okay, we did that thing. Let's keep it moving. We have things to do, people to impact, lives to change. But we also need to rest. And sometimes we have to set boundaries with our own selves. And sometimes those boundaries that we set ourselves are mad uncomfortable, but it is required. And I think the thing that finally drove this lesson home for me in terms of prioritizing rest in my life, when I say rest, I mean like laying on the couch and not doing anything and trying not to feel guilt about it. I'm getting better at that. Reading a novel for the sake of it. Watching TV, like just legit just rest and rejuvenation, not the fake rest that we do sometimes, but we're still trying to be air quotes productive. I remember the thing that really drove it home for me was I saw a, I think it was a tweet, quote, a graphic, something somewhere, Instagram, Twitter, that pretty much said something to the tune of rest is kind of how we show that we trust God. And that just really hit home for me because a lot of times our go, go, go is sometimes driven by the fear that the things we have will disappear or that we will never get the things we want. But the things we have never came from us anyway. They came from God. And so rest is a way to say, at least the way I'm seeing it now, is a way to say, God, I trust that you are working even when I am not. Because, I mean, God gave us a whole day to rest that we stopped taking somewhere along the line. And this is where I think a lot of people get to burn out quickly or just get to stress and frustration, whatever it may be. But rest is a way to allow yourself show up better in the world, right? Like if you never take that time to rest, you are draining yourself and never give yourself time to recharge, rejuvenate, recuperate, whatever it may be. And so I want to invite you as you go into 2023 to reframe rest as an acting out of your trust in God to show up even when you can't or won't. All things are working together for your good. Take a step back, rest, and when you start to feel guilty that you're not doing something that the world defines as productive, remind yourself that rest is productive. Because when you rest, when you recharge your batteries, you can come back to the work, the fight, the impact, whatever it may be, you can come back to it with your batteries full. The fifth lesson, and I don't know if it's like, because I've always known this, so I don't know if it's like a lesson for 2022 or a message that I wanted to share with you. Let me start talking about it and we'll see where it goes. But what I wrote in my note is, enjoying what you do for a living will never be surpassed. And I think it is a lesson because I am currently doing things that I actively enjoy. Love my job, love my business. And each time, like I said this earlier, each time I get a message, whether it's from a student or a client, that actively shows that the work I'm doing has impacted them in some way, shape, or form, man, the joy. It's like sometimes I want to cry because it's like I remember years ago when my prayer was, God, I just want to make impact. Like I remember just fervently was like, if there was one thing I want in this life before I die, I just want to know that I made an impact on even one person's life, that I used whatever gifts God gave me and made an impact. And one thing I like to remind you of is that your career is a way to express who you are. It is not who you are. And so, like I said earlier, I am a teacher. That is the gifting God has given me. I also happen to have a passion for career and career development, and I get to combine both of those in my full-time job and in my business. But I could teach anything, like legit, as long as I understand it, I can help you get there. And so the job I'm doing is not who I am. It is just a way that God has given me a chance to express who I am. And in that expression, when you are doing aligned work that is fulfilling, that allows you to express who you are, there is this almost daily reaffirming of the fact that you are living your life on purpose, that you are not wasting whatever it is God has given you, that you are doing whatever assignment God has given you. It's like, when you're doing aligned work, work that is aligned with your values, your interests, and your skills, it's almost like every time you do that fulfilling work, the message you will receive, whether it's directly from someone else or just internally from yourself, from the Holy Spirit, is, I am doing what I was put here to do. And that is just, I don't know right now. I'm sure if you gave me time, I could think of more things, but I don't know what is more beautiful than that message. I am doing what I was put on this earth to do. And so if you are not doing fulfilling work, if you are unhappy at work, man, I really want to encourage you to make 2023 the year that you take that step of faith and invest in yourself and find a way to step into a more fulfilling career, because the feeling that you get from doing work that is aligned is not surpassed. It's a really, really beautiful feeling. And the final lesson that, this is definitely a 2022 lesson for me. And I literally just wrote in my notes, slow down. And those were just the two words I wrote, slow down. Like, because we are, at least I, let me bring it to myself and hopefully you can take something from this lesson. But I know that at least before the summer, I realized that I am always like rushing to meet arbitrary goals and deadlines. And I think this one probably ties into some of the earlier lessons of comparison and, watching out for expectations. But I think some of it is just the day and age we're in with social media and just exposure to what everybody else is doing. But I realized that, especially in my business, I was chasing, it's like I was trying to get to places or to milestones faster than I probably need to get to them. Because remember what I said earlier with the goals one, the purpose of the goals really is who you become on the journey to achieving them. And I think that sometimes we can be in such a hurry to reach somewhere, some arbitrary goal and deadline we've set for ourselves, that we forget that sometimes the destinations you are trying to get to require a certain level of maturity that only time can provide. And if you rush the destination too far, you will get there and you will not be mature enough to handle the challenges that come with that new destination. Because with every new destination you face in life, you will experience new challenges. That is just fact. And sometimes I believe that, you know, God, we first of all, you know, we know that things will always happen on God's time and his time is not our time. And, you know, we just can't fathom it. But we often try to rush somewhere and miss the fact that God knows that we are not yet the person we need to be for the destination we want to be in. And I remember talking to a friend about this, and she also was similar to me in that it's that go, go, go mindset. And she was rushing to meet certain goals. And I think she said to me, I think I'm just afraid that I have this momentum right now that if I slow down, I will lose it and I won't hit those goals. And so the question that I wrote in my notes that I wanted to provide to you to reflect on is, if you think about your life, if you think about your career, are you rushing because you're afraid that it's now or never? Like, are you rushing because you believe you have only this one shot right now to achieve the thing? And if you don't do it, you're never going to do it. Because if we're doing that, then that shows a marked lack of trust that God has got your back no matter what. I want to invite you to slow down. I think slowing down in the journey is also a way of showing that you trust God's timing. You trust God to open the doors that he will open in the time that he wants to open them for you. Oh, I do have one more lesson that I want to share. This was an early in the year one, and it's not even in my notes, but as I was talking, I just remembered this was a message I received from the Holy Spirit earlier in the year. And I think I've always been someone who, when it's time to make big decisions, I can get frazzled or maybe even scared, if I'm being honest, of making the wrong decision, scared that I'll make a decision that is not aligned with where God wants me to be. And one day, very early on this year, and I'm paraphrasing however I received it, but I just remember clearly receiving the message that I trust God to close the doors that are not meant for me. You know, when I think of, I remember the first time I remember actively feeling this was towards the end of my PhD program, trying to decide on a career path and feeling like, what if I picked the wrong path, right? I could have done academia. I could have been a director of a career services center. There were just options available to me. I could have gone back to the school district. And I was like, I don't know where God wants me. And I don't know what was happening at the beginning of this year, but I remember it feeling similar to that. I just remember hearing, that fear of making the wrong decision, that fear of stepping into something that is not meant for me, also shows a lack of trust, right? A lack of trust that if I'm not meant to walk through a door, God will close that door. I just have to believe that. And so I think that since I didn't write it down, I don't have beautiful, clear words to give you that lesson, this last lesson. think I'll just say the lesson as you go into 2023 and have to make decisions in your life, I want you to trust that God will close doors that are not meant for you. So those are my seven lessons from 2022 that I am inviting you to take into life and career. The two are intertwined for me. Take them with you into 2023. I'm looking forward to seeing what the podcast brings next year. I know one change is going to definitely be the podcast is going to be moving to seasons. So this year, when we launched in February, it was one podcast a week, every week between February and now. I might have maybe missed 3 weeks. So I mean, 46 episodes, that's fairly close to 52, which is the number of weeks in a year. So almost a year's worth. And I just had a lot to share and I was just sharing them. But as we move into 2023, as I take some of my lessons of slowing down and rest is being productive, the podcast will be moving to seasons, probably two seasons a year, fall and spring, because yeah, I've been in education for a while, from K-12 to now higher ed, and I'm used to the fall and spring seasons. And this year actively, like I did not work in July at all. I actively took my summer off, which is rare for me because even though we get summers off at work, I've always worked. Either I would take on an extra class to teach or I'd be working in my business. And this year I was like, I am taking summer off and I loved it and I want to do it more. And it would be in line with my rest as being productive lesson. So you'll probably be seeing fall and spring versions of the podcast moving forward. If you ever have a question or feedback for the podcast or a topic you'd like to see me cover, first of all, I love receiving those. Like y'all, I do have some great ideas of content to share and things to talk about, but remember I said I love what I share to be impactful. And for me, when I can answer your questions directly, that feels the most impactful because I know I'm clearly sharing something that you want to hear from me. And so if there's ever a topic you want to hear more about on the podcast, feel free to send me an email, podcast@hercareerdoctor.com, or just DM me on Instagram. I'm @hercareerdoctor. Like either works. I would love to hear your ideas. Don't forget to leave a review and share the podcast as you listen. It really helps the podcast grow. Share it with one person. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a rating. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a review. You can do that on both of those platforms and it really helps the podcast grow. Again, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your time. I appreciate however you support it. If you are a client or a past client, I deeply appreciate you trusting me to guide you in your career. If you're someone who has just shared the content or the content on social media, shared the podcast, I appreciate you helping me spread my gospel of career development. And so as we wrap up 2022, I want to remind you that you deserve to enjoy what you do for a living, and being miserable at work shouldn't be your norm. Have a great holiday.